morning. You're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Mike Kimbrough touched on the real truth, but he just left out one thing.
What's that?
If we started arming air marshals about the same time the press went into hiding, I think.
Oh, that's right. You put air marshals on so that the hijacker has a fear of dying. Suddenly they decide to go do something else. Let's go to a gun-free zone where we don't worry about being shot.
Exactly right, John. If we started requiring school teachers to have some gun training and making that part of their hiring, and especially superintendents and principals of these schools, they should be armed. They should be taught how to use the guns.
Well, what if we had as many legal guns in a school with trained personnel as we have fire extinguishers? Would that be a fair equality?
John, you would only need one in any school.
Yeah.
And
oh, great. I can see the teacher.
Determined not the actual use of the thing, just to let people know that they're there and it's not a gun-free zone.
There we go. I can imagine the teacher saying to the child, I might be armed and I might not. Do you feel lucky? I love it. What a great idea. And that alone might make it. Imagine putting up a sign outside your house that says, gun-free zone.
Yeah.
Wow, well, wait a minute. They're going to choose me rather than somebody else. What are we doing to ourselves?
We don't have a stockpile of nuclear weapons because we're going to use them.
Yeah.
Just because we might use them.
And just knowing that we're armed tells other people to leave us alone.
That's exactly right.
That's what the secret is.
Have a good day, John.
All right, thank you. I'm surprised our politicians can't get that through their heads, but that's another story.